welcome to Stuck in Beta. That's a podcast, and I'm Greg.
And I'm Josh. That's a podcast.
Yep, and we are podcast hosts or something. Yeah.
A variety show about random stuff that we just think about talking about 5 minutes before we hit record.
That's true. That is true.
What's up, Greg?
So what'd you do 5 minutes ago?
5 minutes ago, I put together this agenda.
Yeah. Kind of the same. Not much. How was your weekend?
It's only been, what, 4 or 5 days since we recorded the last episode, so I haven't had as much stuff to talk about come my way, and I've only been focusing on two things in life that haven't been very much fun, but not necessarily terrible. One was one of my rental properties had somebody move out at the end of August, so I had to spend some time cleaning it, you know, doing some minor repairs, cosmetic stuff, nothing major. On, what was that, Friday and Saturday. And then Lori was, my wife was helping me with that most of that time. We were exhausted. And then Sunday, I got a leaking radiator. And so a couple of weeks ago, I started noticing like an antifreeze smell coming from my truck.
Yeah.
And that's concerning. Of course, it's right before I'm getting ready to take this long road trip to go see my son on tomorrow. So I
you're taking that truck?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so I got under the hood, was looking around. I haven't seen it like actually dripping on the ground or anything. And I looked all around, could not find it leaking anywhere until I finally, with a flashlight, I was shining it around on the radiator. And on the top of the radiator, there's like a plastic piece, like a sleeve that goes across it. I don't know what it's called. But there's a gasket between that plastic sleeve where you actually pour the coolant in.
Yeah.
And then what wraps around the metal part. And I saw coolant like sitting on top of it. So I started looking around and you can kind of push your radiator back a little bit towards the engine. And as I did that, I saw this like hairline crack that all of a sudden started leaking more because I was opening it up. So I don't know how it was caused, if it was from vibration or just, you know, because it's older and maybe fragile.
Yeah.
But I literally duct taped it.
I was just going to say, so a little duct tape and you're ready to go.
I did that for a day, just temporarily, because I was thinking, well, I'll just put a new radiator in there. And then they're not expensive. They're only like $120. But then as I looked into it, it's kind of an involved job with a lot of, like, it's messy. So I ended up getting JB Weld, and I watched a couple videos of guys who get the water one. It's like JB Weld water, where you can actually, I guess, use it underwater. And I put that on there. It's not leaking anymore, but in that spot.
Essentially, like, is that where you take the two compounds together, and then it's like a glue adhesive or whatever?
Like a putty, and then it makes like a really hard surface.
Yeah.
And seems to be holding so far. That spot's not leaking anymore, but I still smell it. And then you know how you have your reservoir, the coolant reservoir? That's empty now. And it just had like 2 inches in it the other day. So I don't know what
And you're not
going
seeing
on.
Any on the ground.
No.
Huh.
And it's not in the oil, which would be another, like, that would be a major concern.
Right. I mean, once it burns and it's in there, it has to kind of burn off before that smell kind of goes away.
I think so. I hope that's all that's going on. It doesn't appear to be leaking anymore. But anyway, that's how I spent my Sunday. So yeah, not too much excitement on my end of things.
Yeah. We have a little thing here in the good old town of Festus, Missouri. Well, Crystal City / Festus.
The Twin Missouri. Cities.
It's the Twin Cities. Yeah, it's Twin City Days. They do weekend of fun. There used to be one of the most memorable things that we would do. It was the Tanglefoot Brewfest.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't happen anymore. That was, what, 5 years? And then
gone.
It
went on.
Yeah. I don't think it wasn't very long, but we were there for
all of them.
All of them. It was nice to have beer tasting in our backyard.
But towards the end, I was feeling like I couldn't hardly handle it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
What you got unlimited samples, right? And what is that, like a 6 ounce, four ounce?
Essentially tasting. A shot glass, you know.
Yeah, and I remember early days going there and not really noticing the effects so much.
I also think that beers have gotten higher alcohol content. I remember thinking, ooh, 5%. Woo, that's high.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When Bud Light Platinum, yeah. You're like, oh, man. And so maybe that's kind of the thing, too. The beer we're going to drink later is a 7, which, you know, they keep bumping it up.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I remember my stomach would be feeling pretty gross after.
Those beer pretzel necklaces.
Uh-huh.
That was nice. But anyway, they didn't have that this year, but they always, the church down the street always has a big, their parking lot is always filled with bounce houses, you know, the inflatable slides, and they have free popcorn and snow cones and cotton candy. And so the kids love going down there because it's a free for all for them. Oh, face painting too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, doesn't cost us anything. So we'll just go down there, let them play for a while. And we really didn't do much else. We took our dog Ruby with us, and she was, although the weather was beautiful, it was still a little hot for her. And so, and it was like every person was like, oh, can I pet her? Can I pet her? You know, I think she was just needing a break.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She wasn't eating it up?
I mean, she would, but she's at towards the end, it was like, why are all these people grabbing my face? You know?
Really?
So
I can't imagine that from
right,
her.
She's dead to the world right now.
She's always right next to me when I'm here for some reason.
I don't know why.
She loves me. Every time I come here, she's all over me.
Yeah, it's funny. But so I took her for a while, just sitting. One of those big inflatables had a lot of shade right behind it because it's huge. Mm-hmm. So me and her just sat behind there, and I gave her some water, and she kind of got back to it. But we didn't want to walk her all the way because Main Street's full of food trucks and vendors and stuff. And I've noticed, I don't know how many of these type events you go to. When you go to these, I have noticed so many of those 3D printed like toys and trinkets that people sell now. It's insane the amount.
Really? And, like a little side hustle for people?
Oh yeah. You'll see so many people doing that. And they'll all have kind of the same thing too. It'll be like those like dragons and
snakes and like the
snakes,
bend on their own or whatever.
Yeah, that they bend. Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
And the kids, oh, can I get one of these? Like, no.
Huh. So these are in booths, I guess?
Yeah.
Like little vendor booths.
You always have those. You have the person that takes, like, the Stanley mugs or the different.
Yeah.
And then makes her own designs or puts, like, television quotes or whatever.
Festus, Missouri.
Yeah, exactly. Or the person who makes the Reese or the wood, different wood plaque things that say Cardinals. There's always people. I live in a subdivision and we probably have about 50 houses or so. Probably 10%, maybe probably more than that, have that thing right outside their door, the big wooden plaque, you know, that stands up about this high. It's real simple, and it just says welcome home or something like that. You see those?
Go away.
Yeah, go away. I don't get the appeal of that, but
my neighbors, well, my wife has several.
Oh, yeah.
Those. You should. Yeah. Hello, fall.
There you go. I mean, it's so popular, but it's such a, like, I see people buy those up. I'm like, it's literally, you could make that so easily, you know?
Yeah. But my neighbors have one that says go away.
Well, that's nice. So, yeah, we did that. It was fun.
Did you drink any beer while you were there?
No. Didn't know, because we didn't make our way down to the brewery, to Main and Mill.
But well, let's have one now.
Let's do it. Hey, beer 30 time.
Beer 30 time.
Beer 30 time. Why do you say it like that?
I don't know.
All right.
What do you got here?
Today is... I forgot I had gotten this, but we have another one here from my trip to Florida back in July. Oops. This is a tropical IPA from 1300 Mile Brewing.
Because there's 1300 miles of coastline in Florida.
Yeah. So I tried to find out more info on this, and there's not a lot. I don't know why.
Hmm. Small brewery, maybe?
Maybe. It kind of... Do you remember when we first started Beer 30, we would find these, like, St. Louis Beer Company, and it'd be, like, some off-brand type...
Oh, yeah.
...beer company.
Yeah.
And we never could find, like, any more info than what was on the label.
Yeah, it was very generic.
And this kind of... They have a website... But this one isn't on there as their list of beers. Huh. So it says the whole 13 Mile Brewing brewed to celebrate the 1,300 miles of coastline in Florida. Embark on a whimsical journey across the Sunshine State as with our beloved Tree Frog Hops as your guide.
Yeah, I like him on the skateboard there on the can.
So this is 7.0.
Smells very tropical.
It tropical.
It smells delicious.
Now, well. So I got to say I've already had this because this is a six pack.
Oh, okay.
And this is really good in hot, on a hot beach.
Yeah.
It was really good. And... I feel it's got a lot of mango flavor, which you don't always get.
Yeah, I was going to say from the tropical aroma, I get more, I guess, grapefruit?
Yeah, maybe. Grapefruit? It's not as bitter as a grapefruit would be.
But the flavor characteristics were different than I expected them to be compared to the aroma. Look at me.
There you go.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I gotcha.
I expected something a little sweeter, but it's not.
Got like a dry finish, and I feel it's got like a dry sweet, like a
semi-sweet
flavor, and then it finishes kind of bitter.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a real punch in the tongue type IPA.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't guess this to be 7% if
no, I didn't know. It doesn't seem like it. Now, I'm just guessing. I don't think it says on the can. Oh, okay, it does. It's 7%.
Okay.
But yeah, the one I looked up, I was like, I'm not sure if this is actually the beer I'm drinking, so
I think it's pretty solid. I like this one. It's too bad. Yeah, there's not more information about it.
Yeah.
Or the brewery, I guess. Or maybe there was more information about the brewery, but not the beer itself.
Yes, I've noticed there was another beer we had had recently, and it's almost like when the beer is no longer available or it's out of season, they take that info down from their website, so you can't like go back and...
Yeah.
So that could be what's going on now with this. Maybe it's out of season and...
Yeah, I wonder with even our own like local small brewery, if we were to drink one of the beers that we... Because I've got a handful of them that I've been quote-unquote cellaring for the last several years.
I've got a lot of cellared ones.
If I were to pull one of those out and try to look it up, I wonder if... I bet there wouldn't be any information on their website either because it was like a single run batch or something like that.
Yeah, the single runs, I could see that. The ones that are like seasonal, though, they tend to still have that info on there.
That's true.
But anyway, what do you think of this beer? What would you give it?
I would say just based on my preference for probably a little bit lighter beers, quality-wise... And taste-wise, it's very good, but I would probably prefer something a little bit more drinkable and sessionable. So I would say for me, It's probably an A-.
Yeah, I'd rate it a little bit higher. I think it's an A. I found this, it's really refreshing in that hot weather, mm-hmm. and it hits a spot on the beach. And maybe I was just in the mood for a really good drink, but...
Did you have it in ice? Was it in a cooler?
Yeah, it was in a cooler.
And I could see that it's maybe... It could be a little bit colder, too. Oh. So it's kind of maybe because it's been sitting here for a few minutes while we were doing all of our show prep.
Yeah, all that show prep.
It warmed up slightly. I don't know.
Well, there you go. All right. So, do you want to go straight to snack?
I think we should.
It's a big one.
Thanks for noticing. Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts, lilac, pecans
too, pistachios, live up to know the tricks. All right, this week I've got Reese's Oreo. Wait, yeah. Oreo Reese's Oreos. Man, to make it confusing.
Yeah.
So I've seen these announced a long, long time ago, and they're doing a crossover, and I was really excited. Oh, look. And the inside. Oh. Look at that.
That looks like the more traditional sleeve. So the first thing that I noticed was that these come in a box that's more like a cracker box instead of the typical Oreo bag. But inside the box is a bag.
And then, oh yeah, and then you just, let's see, pop these. So much. Trying to play for the camera while being a podcast. There we go. Yeah, that's, oh yeah.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on peanut butter and chocolate?
I mean... Fine, good, great.
So no concerns. I love Reese's and Oreos. Yeah, they're fine for me, but I'm gonna take one of these here.
Yeah, what are you gonna do with it?
First, I'm gonna give it a little sniff.
Smells
delicious. Oh, that is some peanut buttery goodness there. Hmm. You dove right in. Mm-hmm. So, I gotta say, these don't disappoint. They're good. They're really good.
They are. I could probably eat a half a sleeve of these. They remind me of something. Not, and I know obviously it's a Reese's and an Oreo, but reminds me of something else I've had. Is there a Girl Scout cookie that's similar to this?
Is that the tagalongs?
Oh, yeah. But obviously it's more of a... What is the cookie? It's not chocolate. It's more like cracker, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah. What are those called? Is it tagalongs? No, peanut butter patties? No, they're tagalongs. But they're more of a... Like, they have the chocolate... surrounding it.
I was thinking of the other ones that have the two cookies like the Oreos.
Oh,
and the
peanut butter sandwiches. But those don't have chocolate.
No, that's what I was saying is, but that they remind me of it. I don't know if the peanut butter flavor is very similar.
So I think Oreo has had peanut butter Oreos before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's any different, but it's really good. Now, here's the thing. Oreo, Reese's also made an Oreo snack as well. Did you know about this?
I did because I think you just showed it to me.
Well, let's see.
Oh, you have that too?
Ah!
Wow.
It's two for Tuesday on a whatever.
Whatever day it is.
So, these are slightly different. I figured we should do them together because... There you go. These are milk, chocolate, white cream, peanut butter cups with Oreo cookie crumbs.
Oh, okay. That explains why what I was looking up, and I'm glad I didn't read it, didn't make sense for what we were just trying, because there's Oreo Reese's and Reese's Oreos.
Yeah.
And we just had Oreo Reese's. So these are Reese's Oreos.
So if you could see, these are got a white top because that's the white cream of an Oreo. Yeah, so these.
Oh, okay.
So they got the. I don't know if it's focusing. There's a layer. So it's almost like an Oreo with peanut butter, but the cream as well. Now,
A little crunch in there, too.
Yeah, there's little chunks of Oreo inside. I gotta say, these are good, too. I didn't know how the cream would really go, but it works.
Yeah. I think they're pretty good. I gotta say, though, right off the bat, I think I like the Oreo Reese's better than the Reese's Oreo, if I had to choose.
The cookies more than the candy.
Yes. Yes.
Well, wait a minute. What? Okay. What? How is it? Okay. Is the product, is the cookie Oreo Reese's and the candy Reese's Oreo?
Yes.
Shouldn't it be the other way around?
Well, it's saying, like this one, the candy's saying, this is Reese's with Oreo, I guess. And that's saying, this is Oreo with Reese's. Yeah, it's confusing.
It's not what I would... It's not how I would label it, but...
I'm going to have another one of these. Man, that is so confusing. Oreo Reese's. And it doesn't pair the best with the tropical beer, but...
Not at all. Horrible pairing. But if you can find these, I think both are worth your time to try these. They're both really good. So, go to your local... I found them both at Walmart, I think.
I like the cookie a lot.
Cookies are good.
Yeah.
Candy's good. It's all good.
Yeah, finally a good snack. Have we had a really good, solid snack yet?
What did we have? Nah, I think our snacks have all been kind of crappy. Nah, the gummy worms that you brought weren't
gummy
bad.
Worms. That doesn't seem like one that we would be like, oh yeah, that was good.
Well, it was one of the better ones.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, there you go.
Well, thanks, Greg. Those were good snacks.
Yeah.
And good beer. So I'm going to bring home a bunch of beer for future episodes and my trip that I'm leaving for tomorrow morning.
That's great.
Going through Wisconsin and Michigan. Going to be up there for a week. Coming back next Wednesday. I'll have lots of beer for us to try in future episodes.
Cool.
It'll be fun.
Beer and... snacks, right?
I'll see if I can find some snacks. Yeah, maybe some cheese curds.
There you go. Bring back some cheese. Which would you like to do? You want to get to top five? How do you want to do this?
What else did we have?
We have a few things. I have a scam report.
Those are always good for the audience.
All right, let's get to that. So... okay. So being that we have a YouTube channel that kind of gets we get a lot of people emailing us on our How to Fix It channel. We get a lot of people saying, hey, we got this product and we'd love for you to try it out. We'll send you a free product. We get a lot of those, usually some Chinese product from Amazon, right?
Before you finish, were you about to say you fell victim to?
You didn't finish. I mean, you. I came in and saved the day.
Oh. You know? Was there a follow-up email? I didn't even see.
There was, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and set the scene.
So I will set the scene. There was an email from a certain... Grammarly. Have you ever heard of the...
I'm aware of Grammarly. I've heard of them as a... another podcasts or YouTube channels where YouTube videos where they've been a sponsor and content creators have talked about using them for various reasons.
So it sounds pretty legit, though. Here's mm-hmm. the thing. They say that they're reaching out from Grammarly, the leading writing assistant, and they'd love for us to do a short promo at the start of our next video. We believe you're... And would you be willing to have a conversation? You actually responded. You're like, we never use Grammarly, but we're a small channel. Are you really interested? Kind of like, is this for real or whatever?
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was one of those where they just throw it out to, like, I don't know, literally thousands of creators. They just find, like, there's probably a service out there that's just grabbing email addresses from YouTube channels,
yeah,
and providing this into this big database. So that's what I assumed that it was. And I was like, there's no way that Grammarly is going to sponsor us because we're so small.
Yeah. Hey, we did hit 14,000, though.
14,000 subs, yeah.
So there's that. They actually got back to us. It said something like, thank you for your candid reply. Yes, we're generally interested. At Grammarly, we don't look at audience size, but also the authenticity of a creator. But they say something that was weird that I thought was kind of a red flag. They said, the next step would be signing an NDA. Once that's in place, you'll be able to share all the details regarding integration, format, creative guidelines, and compensation. This ensures confidentiality and allows us to provide full scope. That seemed like a red flag to me. So I went over to our good friend ChatGPT and I said, hey, is it normal for... We got this email and is this normal for them to sign a NDA and all that? And I sent a screenshot of the email and all that, and they go, well, look, first of all, the email domain is not from Grammarly. It came from an @grmr.top, not from an official @grammarly.com address. Mm-hmm. I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, I mean,
but yeah, that's so NDA is a red flag. It's not common for a sponsor to require a small YouTube channel to sign an NDA before even discussing basic details like campaign type or compensation range.
Hmm.
The generic language they use is very vague. And what else do they say? And there's no professional sign-offs, no Grammarly branding, legal disclaimer, or links to official resources. Basically, ChatGPT, which... is a useful tool for mm-hmm. this type thing. If you don't know, don't respond to these things.
Yeah.
So it says it's probably, I don't sign anything. I don't think it's legit. So there you go.
Yeah. Service announcement.
Public service announcement, but also my wife works at the bank and she says there's tons of people coming in being scammed all the time with money and stuff. So It's out there. I had a lady that was in my daughter's dance class, and they scammed her, got her Apple ID, and basically, once they get something like your Apple ID, you could change your phone all over the place, but if you don't use a new account,
yeah,
they're always going to be able to get in. Hmm. They kind of get their... And if everything's tied to that, then...
What's the equivalent of an Apple ID to an Android? Is that like your Gmail?
I would say your email. Yeah, your Gmail account.
Password, I guess.
I think it's Apple kind of keeps it so locked and hard to once your password is overtaken, for you to go in and try to get it back, it's really hard. Hmm. So anyway, public service announcement.
Yeah. Is that a good reason to not have Apple?
I mean, you and I don't, but that yeah. everyone, I mean, I don't think it's any less secure anything than that. I think it's just the most popular. So yeah. Most popular gets hacked the most.
I don't even know my Google password by heart because I use the two-factor, is it two-factor or is it even more than that? Where like I can't even sign into it unless I jump through a bunch of hoops.
I'm kind of the same way. I've got to go through all sorts of hoops. My official password is like this long and crazy that I don't even know it. So
yeah. Well, yeah. Thanks for looking out for me there. I saw it and I was like, okay, this looks legit, and they're probably just throwing it out there to like tons and tons of people. And I usually don't even respond to those things because it's usually some kind of, like you said, it's a cheap product that's produced in China, but this one was sponsorship if we promote the product. So it seemed like they were trying to pay us money.
Yeah.
And we don't normally get those kind of offers.
They're like, and your compensation will be a free whatever.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of those.
Although we were getting those that said, we'll give you $5.
Yeah. For a 10-minute or a 2-minute spot, we'll give you $5. And for an 8-minute, we'll give you $10. It was something ridiculous like that. I'm like, why would that be worth our time?
And some of those I've had some success with. They've sent me products and I've used them and they've been fine. But there's been a couple instances lately where they've reached out and then like multiple people will reach out from the same company. Like the LED lights was an example where I was rehabbing this garage and they wanted to send me some LED shop lights. And two different people reached out from the same company and said, hey, we have these shop lights. Would you be interested? And I replied back to them and they never responded. And then I replied back again after, 3 days or something, and they still didn't respond. So I don't know. I don't know how all that stuff works.
I remember taking advantage of one thing that they're like, hey, why don't you test this out and give us a review or whatever? And the product was so bad, I was afraid to even leave a video because I would be,
dogging on their product.
Yeah. Side. I mean, what do they want? They probably don't want that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you want to go to, what are we at?
Top five.
Here we go. Top five time.
So what made you come up with this topic today?
Well, it was on a list of different top fives.
Oh, and I thought, so this is going to be the top five TV commercial jingles. I thought that we had done this in the past, but you reminded me that we had only scratched the surface because we had a short, very, very short-lived podcast. There was one episode, I believe. Maybe you had a solo episode.
No, there was, no. I think we had actually recorded 3 episodes.
Okay.
But only one got posted.
It was a neat theme, and I guess now that I think about it, I listened to it maybe 6 months ago or so. So it was called Cheese Popsicle, and is theme the right word? We were playing video games while we were talking.
Yeah.
And there was some kind of a topic that we threw out that we just riffed on for a while.
And we did 3. The one that we did that's out there is on gum, different types of gum. Then there, the second one, I don't know if you're, was it on the restaurant Rax?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I couldn't tell you the third one.
Stompers was the third one.
Really? Maybe. I do remember Stompers for sure.
So, I mean, honestly, those two categories we can come back to at some point. We don't remember it, so we can bring it up in a pop culture segment at some point.
All right. So you suggested top five commercial jingles.
Yes.
You got them in your order?
Somewhat, yeah.
All right, you go first. What's your number five?
My number five is Lucky Charms. You know the old frosted Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious. Let's see if we can get to the end.
Grounded.
Totally tubular.
Frosted Lucky Charms.
A marshmallowy part of this nutritious breakfast. They're like magically delicious.
Yeah, you've heard that a million times.
Yeah. That was probably played over and over again on Saturday morning cartoons.
Yep. I think most of my jingles that are in my top are ones that I remember as a kid.
Yeah, a lot of mine are too. I will admit that I cheated, so I just did like a search. What are the top jingles? And I just kept going through the list until something really resonated with me where I was like, oh yeah, that one I really enjoyed. So the one, I know this is like, what is this? More like pop culture at this time, but the clapper.
Oh,
clap
yeah.
On, clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off, the clapper.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off, the clapper.
And then the old lady going to sleep. Well, okay. Yeah, that's a good one. Now, my number two. So, McDonald's has tons of different jingles. My favorite era was the Good Time, Great Taste.
Good time, great taste, that's why this is our place. The Good Time, Great Taste of McDonald's.
Good time, great taste of McDonald's.
Huh.
Anyway, that also came about during the old menu song era.
Oh, yeah.
Big Mac, McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese filet, a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal, McNuggets, tasty golden fresh fries, regular or larger size, a salad, chef or garden, or a chicken salad, oriental, big breakfast, egg McMuffin, hot hotcakes and sausage.
This was a little record you got in the newspaper. Remember that old thing?
Oh, really?
It came in a newspaper, and it was a cardboard record. You played it. If they sang through the entire menu song, you would win $1 million.
Whoa.
Well, pretty much everyone's record was the same, where they flub it at the end. But at the end of that song, is they sing the Good Time, Great Days.
Oh, okay.
So there you go, too. That was number two. Or number
four, actually.
Yeah. Oh, well, I did two. Well,
oh, shoot.
My list is all screwed up. All right, go ahead.
Mine was Toys R Us. So kind of going back to the Saturday morning cartoon era, probably. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
I don't know the next verse. Yeah, a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with, something like that.
Yeah, we all know the there was some other version that kids used to sing in the 80s that it's probably not so PC right now.
Oh, but I may not know that one. I remember this one fondly because I always was drawn to toy stores because they existed, but they were so out of reach for me because I grew up further away from like the major metropolitan area, and I didn't make my way to the malls or to the toy store very often when I was little.
I felt the same. Toys R Us was foreign to me. I rarely went there. If it wasn't for my older brother, Jeff, he went and did music. He did drum lessons at the South County Mall.
Oh.
And when we were there, we'd always stop by KB Toy. That was the only toy store that I ever really went to. But Toys R Us, I never got to go there.
Yeah, didn't basically Walmart put all those stores out of business?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I mean, a lot of it, you could say Amazon too.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
Okay, I actually gave you my number two, but let's go to number four. This is... All right, the Whatchamacallit song. This was on every Saturday morning about a billion times, and this lives in my head. It just comes out at some point. Like, What are you talking about?
I wonder what year that came out, because it had a very 90s, like early 90s feel to it.
That said 88, but I swear that commercial ran for years and years and years. So, yep, that's my number four. And probably top tier candy bar, whatchamacallit.
Yeah, is that the one with pretzels? Or like, no, is it pretzel base?
It's peanut butter, caramel, like kind of a crispy chocolate.
Okay.
It's in the lyrics of the jingle.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Mine number three is Folgers Coffee. This one
That is a good one. That's a great one.
This one just like,
oh my gosh,
keeps you like it makes you feel like chill and calm. The best part of waking up. And I don't even like Folgers coffee. No. I mean, I could probably drink it if I had to, but it's not, it's very blah coffee.
Right. Yeah. But man, that's a really good one. That one isn't, yeah, that's, I didn't think of that, but yeah. There'd always be that Christmas, remember the commercial at Christmas time, the kid comes home.
Yeah.
It's really weird because he essentially breaks into the parents' home and he's making coffee.
Yeah.
And they wake up, son, what are you doing here?
And they're all like so happy and loving.
Yeah. Best part of waking up. Okay. Number three. See, I have clips for mine. So this one wasn't a very popular cereal, but it, the song lives on in my head.
Fruity marshmallow crispies, orange lemon raspberry whip, it's snap, crackle, and poppin' with lots of fruit taste.
No. Snap, crackle, pop?
It is Fruity Marshmallow Crispies.
Huh.
This song, I don't know what it is, it stuck with me. It stuck with me forever. I don't think Fruity Marshmallow Crispies even lasted a year, but that commercial is lived on in my head. And it's such a banger of a song. That
they were doing a Congo line there.
I know, man. Like I always said, if I ever had a band, I would do covers of so many jingles and stuff. The band Less Than Jake does a lot of that type stuff. They'll do old TV theme songs, and they'll do like a punked up version of it. But yeah, I would definitely do that. That would be one.
My number two was from Bud Light. Do you remember the Real Men of Genius?
Oh yeah. Well, do you remember the original?
Real Men of...
No, it was originally Real American Heroes.
Yeah.
And then after September 11th, they had to change it.
Or, is that what it was?
I don't know if they had to, but...
That's right. Those were always hilarious, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, as soon as you heard that theme, you're like, oh, I got to tune in and see what it is, because they would come out with new ones every so often, and they were great.
That's back when AB was really good with their marketing.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't even do anything anymore, do they?
No, they don't even... I don't even think they're at the top of their game at Super Bowl anymore. Mm. Okay, I already gave you my number two, which was McDonald's. So I'm going to give you my number one, which, drum roll, you know this from the Gum Show.
Get your skis shined up, grab a stick of juicy fruit. The taste is going to move you. Take a sniff, pull it out. The taste is gonna move you when you pop it in your mouth. Juicy fruit is gonna move you.
It's kind of a little racy, too, of taking a sniff and pulling it out, but it is one of the best theme song, well, jingles of all time. I have to say that is number one with me.
Well, my number one is also one of my favorite candy bars, Almond Joy. And I think this, I looked back at this.
It's a good one.
This one came out like back in the 1960s. I had no idea that
that jingle did?
Yeah.
With the mounds and Almond
I guess
Joy?
So, yeah. So sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Almond Joy has nuts, mounds don't.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Mama's got nuts. Mounds don't.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I always thought that was hilarious. Yeah. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Yep. That's mine.
Oh, those are good. Those are good. Those are good ones. I kind of had an honorable mention, but I don't know if I even worry about it. It was, let's just say, there was a Twizzlers commercial that also was stuck in my head. Makes mouth happy.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And that one was going to be on the list, but barely made it. So,
yeah.
Going to have to.
You probably did all yours just from memory, right?
Pretty much.
I just looked at a bunch of different lists and whatever one was like, oh, yeah, that some of them are so annoying.
Yeah.
Where you're like, yeah, I don't ever want to see that commercial again.
I agree.
I can't think of one off the top of my head, but some of them when I was reading through were like, ugh.
Most of them for me came from Saturday morning cartoons, though, because I know like the another good one, the Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember an actual jingle, though, for that. It always was just Fred and Barney, you know, Barney trying to steal it.
Some of them that I saw that I guess were like top rated were like Call J.G. Wentworth.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Yeah, those. And there was the like Free Credit Report Free Credit Report Now or something like that. F-R-E-E, that spells free. I hate those kind of jingles.
So, hey, yeah, that's good.
That was a good one.
Well, what else you want to talk about?
That's all we had on our agenda, isn't it?
Pop
culture / tech segment.
Oh, you want to get into this? I'm doing it again.
Yeah, it was based on, I know I watched a movie on Netflix over the weekend, and it drove me nuts. I cannot remember what it was. And then Greg found before we started recording that you can look back in your history to see what you watched. I don't know how to do that on the app or like on TV. So I guess I'd have to log into my account on a laptop. But it got me thinking. I just was thinking like, okay, I know I paid $20 a month for Netflix and another. And we don't have a ton of streaming services, but I know I have two or three or four, Amazon Prime, whatever, and a couple others. And I wonder how much I'm actually paying now.
Yeah, you're right. We used to say, oh, cut the cord and you save some money. And you did initially, but then all those, Netflix, is it like about $20 now?
I think it's 22 or something like that.
Jeez, man, it was
like $7.99 streaming back in the day.
Well, I know that's what Disney Plus started at too, or $6.99, but then I don't know what that is. And that's the thing too. No one cancels these things because they're like, oh, well, it's there. I need, you know, I could just get to it. And you've literally taken you're like, I can't believe I'm spending $150 on, you know, satellite or cable or whatever.
Yeah.
And now you're just doing it again. You're just, it's
separated
out,
into smaller.
Yeah.
Well, and the Netflix, I could definitely live without that. I feel like we rarely watch it. And I mentioned last week or the week before that we were watching that Katrina series. We've watched two out of three. I mean,
yeah,
big deal. I could have lived without seeing that. It just was like something that was recommended, and we watched it. A lot of times I'm going on there, and I'm scrolling through and going, what should we watch? And another thing that annoys the crap out of me about Netflix is that it recommends all the movies that I've already seen. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
It used to not do that, and I don't know if I have setting wrong or what.
Do you have more than one profile?
I always use the same profile.
Hmm. That's weird.
But I'm sure they have good content on there, but we just don't watch it all that much. And I keep suggesting that to Lori that we cancel it. She's like, we're not canceling it.
I honestly, for me, I watch way more YouTube than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got the premium, and I think that's worth it because the music and the commercial free, you know? Mm-hmm. And we have all those too. We have the Disney Plus Hulu package. We have Netflix. But we have YouTube TV, and I've told Molly, I'm like, man, I like, you know, it. Yeah, it's convenient. It's nice. Oh, we want to watch, you know, local news or whatever. We could still do that with an antenna.
Yeah.
And I've got tons of recording capabilities to do that.
How much is that a month?
That it keeps raising and raising. I think it's like $82 a month
now.
Holy crap. So it's as much as cable.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that ought to be a call to action for
now,
people.
The thing about YouTube TV, well, in all the Google products, they let you have a family and you could share it with people. So, you know, you could say, oh, since I'm paying for this, why don't you pay for that? And I'll use that, your subscription for that. Or, you know, I don't know. But
then all these other ones are trying to crack down on that. I know Netflix is, it's really hard to do that. And Disney Plus is, we do that with Lexi. And it's, every once in a while, they'll be like, are you away from home? You need to resubmit your password, and then we have to reach out to her. And I mean, I guess we're technically not supposed to be doing it, but it's like,
I know Netflix has a plan where you can have more than one family member. I don't know if Disney does as well. But
I think that's what we pay for on Netflix, is the top tier thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're technically allowed to share with other people outside your home.
Because Lori's mom uses it still, and she's able to log in. But the Disney Plus Hulu package or whatever, it's like, why can't you just, I mean, it's not like people are watching nonstop Disney Plus. I don't know. It's just, it's frustrating that they're just, I feel like they're gouging a little bit.
I feel, for me, the Prime, I rarely use that. I don't check that out at all.
Yeah, and same here.
I would probably have the Amazon Prime account, though, even if just for the shipping and all that I do. But I thought I read recently that they're getting rid of the free access to that.
Oh, really?
So I don't know. But they added commercials, what was that, last year?
I don't even know. I watch Reacher on there, I think, and that's about it.
And they have commercials, and that just drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Because we have the Hulu without commercials, which is built into Disney, and I don't know.
Yeah. They have some decent content on there on Prime, but yeah, it's another one of those things. It's like, we don't watch that much TV.
Yep.
I don't know.
And there's too many choices.
Yes. It's so frustrating.
It's not like, well, yeah, the hell. And then there's Apple TV too. This is a show you should watch. Severance. Have you watched it?
I'm aware of it. Adam Scott, is that his name?
Yeah. I love that show. I think it's amazing. It's very strange mystery type show.
Yeah.
You may be like, I don't know, Greg. it's very, to me, it reminded me a lot of Lost. Like the mystery that Lost, and I don't think you like Lost.
I never watched it.
Oh, but I know Lori liked that, but then I don't know if she ever finished it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she did either.
You guys should check that out at some point.
I don't know why this
is only two seasons.
Just reminded me of that. But did you share with me the 51st or This Is 50? Was it you that shared it with me?
No.
So Judd Apatow is working with Paul Rudd and what's his wife's name? Not Judd.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah, it's Judd Apatow's wife.
Yeah, they're doing a This Is 50.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's I don't know if it's in production yet or getting ready to be.
Leslie Mann,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
That was a big, like, the daughter in the This Is 40 was all into Lost. Reminded me of that, but great movie. I look forward to that one.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we have anything else.
I do not.
Well, then I guess we'll call it a show, right?
This has been a show.
This has been a show. And we will see you next time. Bye.